la 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 la
חברים אהובים, כלי עולמי.
Beloved friends, world kli. We are in the midst of preparing for Passover to exit Egypt. Our topic for the preparation today is exile and redemption. Two states that are one opposite the other, dependent on each other.
צריכים להרגיש אותם, לעבוד איתם.
Which we in the ten have to feel and work with, the way the light shakes the vessels and brings us the right deficiency to obtain our right goal, which is the need for the help of the Creator. Now in the preparation, we will try to be as connected as possible, we'll try to be together, we'll try to be in a common prayer in one kli that brings contentment to the Creator. Rabash writes in the article, The Meaning of Exile, when Israel are in exile, the Shekhinah, divinity, is with them. This means that if one falls into a descent, spirituality is also in a descent for him. But according to the rule, a mitzvah, commandment, induces a mitzvah. Why does he come into a descent? Answer, he is given a descent from above so as to feel that he is in exile and ask for mercy to be delivered from exile. This is called redemption. And there cannot be redemption if there is no exile there first. Again, when Israel are in exile, the Shekhinah is with them. This means that if one falls into a descent, spirituality is also in a descent for him. But according to the rule, a mitzvah, commandment, induces a mitzvah. Why does he come into a descent? Answer, he is given a descent from above so as to feel that he is in exile and ask for mercy to be delivered from exile. This is called redemption, and there cannot be redemption if there is no exile there first.
Dear
friends, we see that in order to come out of the exile, we have to be in exile first. So, the active workshop. How does the feeling of exile contribute to the connection in the ten? Again, how does the feeling of exile contribute to the connection in the ten? We feel the exile once we've already tasted the taste of connection to some level. Now we feel remoteness from the friends that feels like exile to us. And while remembering where we were and where we want to return, it's certain that the feeling of exile will be on a higher, new level. Next friend. Yeah, the feeling of exile we get from above is already an advanced state that comes to develop us. We see and learn and already believe that out of this feeling of discomfort and distance, we evolve toward a prayer, in addition toward more connection, common yearning toward the goal. It's a great state. Next friend. The feeling of exile can be sweet. It can feel like everything's okay and great. And specifically then you need to know that you have to pray for connection with the friends because this should always be above all. Next friend. The feeling of exile built in us the kli, the need for connection in the ten. When we get the connection, it's the light that enters this kli. Next friend. Exile is when we don't feel the Creator. The Creator is between us, between the friends and the ten. So that's the difference. And we will make the vessel for the revelation of the Creator and come out from exile to redemption. Next friend. Yeah. If we constantly feel pleasure for the Creator, how will I discover love of friends, the importance of rising to the area of the friend in order to reveal the Creator? Next friend, Gabriel writes, exile causes the freedom of redemption through connection in the ten and prayer to the Creator for help. Next friend, Yaakov, when we reach a deep common outcry to the Creator to help us. And I'm adding, the friend is adding, exile forces us to come together as a ten and with this turn to the Creator, because otherwise there's nothing with which to turn to Him.
The exile compels us to search for solutions above and how to come out of it. Eventually, the scrutiny leads us to being dependent on the connection between us. But that's already not, it's emotional now. It's something that comes from the heart and a feeling of exile, which is also in the heart. That's it.
Exile gives us room for work, for demand, for help for the friends. It's an opportunity that the Creator gives us, making room for us to work, to come in, to be able to demand, to be able to feel. He's preparing the place for us, and we only need to ask for the friends, that the Creator will help them.
Exile is not a private state. We know that the people of Israel exited together from the exile. So even being in the exile and moving towards a higher degree of connection, a newer one, will certainly strengthen the connections between us because we're doing it together.
Another thing that contributes to connection is the example we get from the friends. The persistence of the friends, their exertion, it gives so much power and strength to see the friends above all the states, all the obstructions and hindrances. They always push upwards. It contributes to the connection and gives us the yearning and a fire that enlivens us.
We're always together. We always have this inner connection between us all and the connection with the Creator. And this is what we need to discover. This is what we need to persist in demanding. And to remember that this prayer is where we receive everything.
Здравствуйте. Здравствуйте, дорогие друзья. Мои товарищи из второй десятки хайфской группы приложили максимум усилий, чтобы подготовить мировой клик сегодня.
Hello, dear friends. We've made great efforts to prepare the friends in the world clique. For our existence in exile, the Creator gives us a small, very small portion of light, a tiny candle, so that our broken vessel, because our broken vessel can't receive a great light. If I don't make the maximum efforts to turn to the Creator with the right prayer from the bottom of the heart, for the Creator to connect us, to hear us, and with His help, we'll be able to correct the vessel and reach the purpose of creation, receive all the abundance He has prepared for us, and give it to the nations of the world, and by that, please Him. L'chaim, friends.
Baal HaSulam writes in letter number 14, to the extent that the children of Israel thought that Egypt were enslaving them and impeding them from serving the Creator, they truly were in the exile in Egypt. Hence, the Redeemer's only work was to reveal to them that there is no other force involved here, that I and not a messenger, for there is no other force but Him. This was indeed the light of redemption. Again, to the extent that the children of Israel thought that Egypt were enslaving them and impeding them from serving the Creator, they truly were in the exile in Egypt. Hence, the Redeemer's only work was to reveal to them that there is no other force involved here, that I am not a messenger, for there is no other force but Him. This was indeed the light of redemption.
Beloved friends, Baal HaSulam teaches us that redemption depends on the feeling that there is one force in reality, that there is none else besides it. Let's go into a silent workshop and think together. Let's enter a connection in one heart and feel the Creator there. Silent workshop. Let's enter a connection in one heart and feel the Creator there.